In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I marvel sometimes, brothers and sisters, at the level of ignorance that persists in my own life. How dumb and foolish I am when it comes to the things of God. After all these many years, to continue to find myself at times anxious, worried, and afraid about the church, about the world, and about my place in it. This ignorance under which I persist is indeed something that could be overcome if I would only pay heed to the words of Scripture, particularly our gospel from St. Luke, the Annunciation, a gospel with which all of us are intimately familiar, as one studying Mariology, I even more intimately familiar. And here our Lord, or here our Lady, having received the good news of the message of the angel Gabriel, responds completely and totally in giving herself over to him. The angel Gabriel, for his part, has reminded her, and by extension reminded each of us. And this is the 6th month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. What is it truly that keeps us from accepting what the Lord says to us in sacred Scripture? Why, when He says to us, nothing is impossible with God, do we continue to behave as if everything depends upon us? Why, after all the things that God has done to make sure that we can indeed be confident in Him, not just simply because of what it is He has said, but in a sense, maybe even more importantly, what it is that He has done, and yet I continue to persist in my doubt, in my ignorance, and in my fear. The fear that our Blessed Mother makes manifest is not a fear from doubt. It is a fear or an anxiety or a questioning, rather, that stems from a vow that she herself has already made. I do not know man, she says, precisely because she has committed herself to a perpetual virginity, which we believe is true before, during, and after the conception and birth of our Lord. Her questioning of the angel Gabriel is not to doubt God, but to come to a better understanding of what it is that God asks, so that she might better fulfill the mission that is being bestowed upon her. And that is the same holy fear that we all should have, an awesomeness before the message of God as He speaks to us, but certainly understanding that, like our Blessed Mother, we should respond completely and totally. And of course, our gospel is chosen today because we are celebrating the external solemnity of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. That time, yet again in history, where through the intercession and prayers of Holy Mother Church, most especially the recitation of the Most Holy Rosary, Christian Europe was able to defend itself from the Mohammedan horde that was seeking to destroy Christianity. We were victorious. The armies of God were victorious. And their victory is inextricably connected to the fact that they were men first and foremost of prayer, entreating our Blessed Mother to take their needs and concerns to our Lord, which is precisely what happened that brought about their victory. All throughout history is replete with God's word responding, we entreating God, God hearing us, and God answering our prayers, giving us that which we need, and yet we continue to persist in doubt. Where does that anxiety come from? Where does that tendency to rely upon oneself stem? Yes, from concupiscence and original sin, but also the willfulness that the world has told us that we can somehow embody and inhabit. We can do what we want, when we want, how we want, with whomever we want, and no one on this earth or in heaven can tell us what to do. Until that moment that I need something from God, then I'm on my knees, face down, entreating God to help me. Lord, be with me. Lord, give me this, that, or the other thing. The Lord hears. The Lord responds by providence, by love and design, not giving us what it is that we want, but bestowing upon us those things that we need. And once we have received them, we go back to business as usual. An ignorance that is so steep and overwhelming that oftentimes it is difficult for God to permeate the hardness of our hearts. And yet He does. The celebration and the contemplation of this feast and the power of the Most Holy Rosary and the example of our Blessed Mother are set before us precisely to assist us in putting aside our will and our own self-directedness, putting aside our fear and our doubt and our anxiety, and trusting in God completely and totally. As I have repeatedly said from this very spot, there are a great many things that ail the world, even more things that seem to have permeated in the life of Holy Mother Church herself. These are causes of concern, and they need our due attention, and they need the intervention of our prayer. But what they also need is a trust and a confidence in God who has ordered all things, and therefore He will provide for us, for Holy Mother Church. And if for a while we must suffer, if for a while we must carry crosses and sacrifice, then so be it. We ask for the strength we need to follow after our Lord completely. I am the slave of the Lord, Our Lady says. May it be done to me according to thy word. Of course, it's politically incorrect to speak about slavery, but that's precisely the type of relationship into which we are supposed to be with God. Not just servants being paid for service, but men and women whose lives depend completely and totally upon our Lord who is master. But unlike any other human slave-master relationship, all of which should be obliterated, this relationship, because this master loves us completely, he gives more of himself than we give back to him. We need him completely and totally, and yet he's constantly reaching out to us, drawing us unto himself. And when so, our Blessed Mother makes manifest the relationship that we should have, we need to pay heed to who she is and what it is that she has done. Her humility, her purity in her perpetual virginity, her constancy, her faith, her trust, all of these are brought to a perfectedness in she who is immaculately conceived on one level because of the responsibility bestowed upon her to be the living tabernacle of the Word made flesh, but also to show forth to all the disciples who would come after how it is we are also supposed to be. Like Our Lady, we are required that single-mindedness, humility, purity of body, mind, and spirit according to our state in life. We are required to live out that trust, that confidence, and that steadfastness to which we are all called, so that like our Blessed Mother, we can say, I am God's servant. May it be done to me according to thy word. What this means for us on a practical level, brothers and sisters, is that we have to be men and women of prayer. Yes, that's a given. We have to be men and women specifically who recite the rosary on a regular basis. St. John Paul II reminded us often that every Christian, not just Catholics, every Christian, so our separated brethren, anyone who professes faith in Christ must have relationship with Our Lady. Which means if you're one of those who doesn't pray his rosary, who doesn't find any emotional satisfaction in doing so, who proclaims, I get nothing out of praying the rosary, let me remind you that you don't pray it to necessarily get something out of it. It's not about making you feel good about yourself. It's not some talisman that you shake. It's not a chia pet or some reality that makes you feel good about yourself. You pray the rosary because our Blessed Mother asked us to pray the rosary. And in so doing, in meditating on the mysteries of our Lord, we're drawn more deeply into relationship with our Lord. There's a beauty in the discipline, a beauty in the constancy. Even if you don't feel anything, if you don't understand everything. And of course, this hyper-rationalism, which stems from Protestantism, this sense of that we should feel things about God, has stood in the way of our relationship with God. I may not always feel God's presence, but God is there. I may not always understand what it is that God is asking of me, but my understanding of God's will has nothing to do with me executing God's will. As we know from the life of our own Blessed Mother, so many things that she had to take unto her heart that weren't always clear to her, but she was always perfect in doing the will of our Heavenly Father. And so it must be for each of us. And one of the most concrete and perfect ways for us to bend and mold our wills and to allow God to craft and mold us is to go to Our Lady with her rosary, abandon ourselves to her, and she will take us to her Son, who draws us into relationship with Father and Spirit. It really is quite simple and beautiful and profound how God has crafted all of this for us. And yet, since we were taught in the seminary to own our own statements, I persist in my ignorance. I continue to want to do it my way, my will, at this moment, and have what I want and have it now. But that's not how life works in any circumstance, and certainly not the life of a Catholic man or a Catholic woman. Our example, first, is our Blessed Mother. And so, pray your rosary, not only in this month that is dedicated to her rosary, but every day, and maybe even multiple times a day. Turn off your car phone, your cell phone, all the forms of mediated communication. Shut off the radio. Pray the rosary over and over and over again. Why? Because again, to know Our Lady is to know our Lord, is to know God in His inner self. How blessed we are to contemplate again the power of God and His intervention into the world through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. And if our Lord was able to stem the tide of the hordes that were seeking to destroy His kingdom, if the Lord can come available to us and present to us under the appearance of bread and wine, if God can make His dwelling in the womb of this Holy Virgin, God certainly can come and transform each of us. What is required of us, as it is for Our Lady, so it is for us. A humility that allows us to be His servants. Nothing is impossible with God. And so in that faith, I say, I am the servant, the slave of the Lord. Be it done to me according to Thy word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.